This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Craft cocktails are everywhere, and drink culture is arguably at an all-time high right now. Forward-thinking bars are popping up more frequently in cities across the country, and media surrounding the good drinks movement is ramping up. Even with all of these bars, recipes, and drink history floating around the internet and beyond, there are still some stones left unturned for the drink connoisseur. Our friends at Punch, an online magazine focused on journalism about wine, spirits, and cocktails, sent us a Lewis bag, to which our first reaction was, what the hell is a Lewis bag? Ever try to make a cocktail like, say, a Mai Tai that calls for crushed ice? Did you then open your freezer, pull out your ice cubes, and scratch your head in confusion as to what to do next? Well, this reporter, for one, has done exactly that, but will be confused no longer. See, a Lewis bag was the preferred way for bartenders to crush ice in the 19th century, though with new tools, it's rarely used in bars today. However, the Lewis bag is perfect for the home bartender, and a great way to let off steam. Made of heavy canvas, a Lewis bag is a lot like a sturdy tote bag. All you've got to do is put ice cubes in the bag, secure the bag shut, and put it on a hard surface. Then, the fun part. Just beat that bag with your choice of hard object or mallet, and voila, you've got crushed ice. For more interesting and useful tips and stories in the world of beverage, tune into our drink shows. In the Drink with Joe Campanelli, Wednesdays at 10 a.m., The Speakeasy with Damon Bolte, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., and of course, Beer Sessions Radio with Jimmy Carboni, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Check the shows out live or archived on our website. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Spicy Peanuts by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.